It's a big part of the work of the council, preparing the county development plan that shapes the county for the next number of years. Very, very content today in terms of the engagement with our elected council and our staff and what's the work done to date. I think we're getting close now. A number of things iron out in the next month before we get ready for the consultation period. It's always important for the public to get their input as well. We do our part first, then it's the public, then it's back to ourselves. And there are a lot of rules to follow nowadays in terms of shaping development, and we have to be conscious of that and look for where we're taking the county for the next number of years. And we're probably now looking at a turning point in Donegal in terms of development, where we spend the money, improving our infrastructure. I think COVID taught us a few things as well in terms of the advantages Donegal now have, and we try to work on those. And there's a good life to be had in all our locations, including the smaller rural areas, along with the bigger towns.
Inevitably, some issues that are outside of the council's control were under discussion today. The almost ubiquitous discussion on the fact that Irish Water was not in the room, and also discussion about the residential zone land tax, which again has nothing to do with the council but is weighing very heavily on this process. It must give you, as the chief executive, a sort of a difficult path that you've got to try and walk that balance between what the council can do and what the councillors want you to do.
Yes, Donal, I think you put it very well. And I think the role here, we try and, where we have in the direct powers, we try and influence others as best we can for the good of the county and for Irish Water. Firstly, we work with them in their development. They have, I suppose, priorities, and they don't always align with ours, but we need to get in front of them, talk through them, and see what emerges from that. And that'll face us for years, working with Irish Water, and they are going to be the water utility, no different than other utilities. And then the residential zone land tax, I suppose that's coming newish to Donegal, and that will bring difficulties in the beginning here and for people to fully understand what it all means. And then I suppose we have to work with the department that as well and work through with the landowners and see where that takes us. It's no doubt it's a new ingredient in Donegal to be conscious of and how best to deal with it.